Good evening, you volatile little barrels of pus and puke! General Grunted S. Vazaton here. And I'm very, very truly, sincerely, and not at all being paid to say that I am proud to present the agony of painting. And because Transfatalvania's Warlord of Tourism is trying to trick Nintendo into building a theme park here, today we'll be exploring the world of Mario Paint. The first thing to know about painting is that it is an act of destruction. You start by taking something unsullied, and you befoul it with blood, grease, and bone. Then when others look upon it, they will find themselves changed in a really terrible way. I was just reminded that if I don't mention Nintendo or their creative properties every 15 seconds, we don't get paid. Did you know that Nintendo started by making playing cards in the 19th century? Now they make brain-rotting video games for hyperactive children and 40-year-olds who still wish it was 1996. Alright, let's paint this mushroom. This is where you can make your own choices as an artist to set yourself apart from all other mouth-breathing troglodytes that are a few runs down the evolutionary ladder. Now, you could paint this mushroom red, which will allow Mario to grow. You could paint it green, which will give Mario another life. I have chosen to paint it brown, to remind Mario of dust and soil, the thinly veiled metaphor of his own mortality. No matter how many times he saved that vapid damsel from another castle, the only thing Jumpman truly jumps towards is his own eventual demise. And there you have it, a brown mushroom. Looks quite a bit like the stool of that toadstool toad. And to further drive that point home, I'll add some flies. And that concludes the agony of painting. Be sure to join us next time, where we will draw Luigi in a series of Inquisition-era torture devices.